وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ.
And recall, when you killed a man and then began to remonstrate and cast the blame of killing upon one another, even though Allah was determined to bring to light what you were hiding.
فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
Then we ordered, smite the corpse with a part of it. Thus does Allah bring the dead to life, and thus does He show His signs that you might understand.
ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون.
Then, even after observing this, your hearts hardened and became like stones, or even harder. For surely there are some stones from which streams burst forth, and some that split asunder, and water issues out, and some that crash down for fear of Allah. Allah is not heedless of the things you do.
أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون.
Do you hope that these people will believe in the message you are preaching, even though a party of them has been wont to listen to the word of Allah, and after they had fully grasped it, knowingly distorted it in the message you are preaching?
This is addressed to the converts of Medina, who had then lately affirmed their faith in the Prophet, peace be upon him. These people had some vague notions about prophethood, heavenly scriptures, angels, the afterlife, divine law, and so on. And for this, they were indebted to their Jewish neighbors. They naturally expected that those who already followed prophets and divine scriptures, and who by introducing them to these ideas, had contributed to their embracing the true faith, would not only join the ranks of the true believers, but would even be amongst their vanguard.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَا بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِندَ رَبِّكُمْ.
And when they meet those who believe in Muhammad, peace be upon him, they say, "We too believe in him." But in their intimate meetings, they say to one another, "How foolish! Why should you intimate to them what Allah has revealed to you? For they will use it as an argument against you before your Lord."
أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
Are they unaware that Allah knows all that they hide and all that they disclose?
وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ.
Among them are also the unlettered folk who do not know about the scriptures but cherish baseless wishes and merely follow their conjectures.
فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون.
Woe then to those who write out the scriptures with their own hands, and then, in order to make a trifling gain, claim, "This is from Allah." Woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they thus earn.
وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا فَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَهْدَهُ أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
They say, "The fire will certainly not touch us except for a limited number of days." Say to them, "Have you received a promise from Allah? For Allah never breaks His promise. Or do you attribute to Allah something about which you have no knowledge?"
بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
Those who earn evil and are encompassed by their sinfulness are the people of the fire, and there will they abide.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
Those who believe and do righteous deeds are the people of the garden, and there will they abide.